The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it's a Super Tuesday. I don't know if you can hear us or not, so we'll just have some fun. Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, sort of, for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday. Nothing good ever happens on a Tuesday. But we'll do our best. Hopefully you can hear us. I guess if you're on the stream, you're fine. Or on the Twitch. But we'll get it fixed. I hope. Yeah.
Jeez. No one ever tells me.
And
you think I'd be the first person to know,
yeah,
right?
I was just saying that you should at least be the second phone call behind AD.
Yeah. Our engineer. You call him first.
There's nothing more fun than coming in, sitting down, getting all fired up for a show and say, oh, signal's down. Great. Because, like, all the good stuff.
Normally, I'm at least getting tweets by now.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, having tower issues, they're working on it. But what I hate about that is I don't want to waste any good material. But then you don't know. Maybe it lasts 2 hours. And so then you can't do 2 hours of bad material.
Right.
So what do you do?
I don't know.
And you're program director. I'm looking for some guidance here, pal.
I got nothing.
We need to put in some siren lights that go off when the tower goes down. Yeah. That way the whole building or the whole office knows.
Well, a couple people can hear us. That's good. So I went and voted today.
Okay.
A couple of thoughts.
No, someone's saying we are on the radio.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting a couple of those too.
Because that's what I was going to say. Normally, if we're not on the radio, my Twitter blows up.
Right. Well, I'm hearing that the signal's bad, which, okay.
Well, that means it's in the process of being fixed.
Yeah, yeah. So we're farther along than we were when we sat down. Yeah. So, a couple thoughts. Boy, they make it hard for you to vote in this country.
Oh, imagine being a minority.
Well, the first place I went, 2 hour wait.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But then they said, well, there's another voting station about 5 miles away. So I went there and it was only like a 20 minute wait.
Okay.
Which was fine. And, you know, but even the machines are, if you don't know how to use those things, because you got to do that little round thing to move stuff around.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I forget about all that from the last time I voted. But now, one thing I did notice, if you are a Republican, you don't have to wait in line.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much.
Everybody's voting on the presidential candidates. So
the thing that I heard, and the person I heard it from is in Travis County in Austin, and they said that if you had to, or if you wanted to vote for Joe Biden, you had to go to page 2. Like, you had to literally turn the page to get to Joe Biden. Yeah.
Because mine, they were all on 1.
Right.
They had all of them still on there. If these guys drop out, shouldn't you pull them off?
Get rid of them.
Yeah. I don't care now. You're out. Goodbye. We're down to 4. But I went and did my duty. And you know what? If you're a person who chooses not to vote, that's totally cool. That's in the words of the great poet, Canadian poet Geddy Lee, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. So, but I went and made the effort. So,
well, good for you.
And I, well, I usually vote in the Republican primary, but there's just not that much interesting, and almost everybody who I plan to vote for in November on that side of the ledger is going to make it through just fine.
Right.
So I kind of wanted, there's two people that just scare the living bleep out of me that are still alive that I wanted to vote against, and then I got a couple friends who are running in primaries on that side. So I was trying to think the last time I voted in a Democratic primary. It's been a while. I mean, maybe... Well, I'm not even sure I did when Obama ran, because I don't really pay attention to the primaries, usually. Usually, I'm just worried about November.
Yeah, Lamont says lots of Republicans voting in Democrat primaries trying to affect the outcome. That's why I always thought, like, you had to be registered as either a Democrat or a Republican to vote in the primaries.
In certain states, you do.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that's a really, you know, basic strategy move. And it kind of makes sense that they wouldn't want to change that strategy in a state like Texas. But that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, as I recall, there used to be some kind of rule about that where you had to vote whoever you voted for in the primary, you had to vote for in the whatever party, as I remember when I was a kid.
But then if you don't like the person that gets nominated, now you have to vote for them? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why. I mean, that's stupid, but I get that.
Because I think on actual election day, like real election day, not that today's not real election day, but like on the presidential election day, you should be able to vote for whoever you want.
Right.
But when it comes to picking the candidate for your preferred party, I feel like you should be registered one side or the other.
I think that's fair, although what difference does it make if you register as a Democrat and you still vote for all the Republicans?
Because then
when
you
it
can't
counts?
Then you can't vote in the Republican primaries.
No, but by the next one, I mean, so now you can't change parties year to year?
It should be an 8-year run. You're locked in.
See, I think that's silly.
Well, otherwise you're just voting willy-nilly for whoever you want.
Well, I mean, I think that's a better option than telling people you have to be this for 8 years. What is this, China?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Oh, you're the one who wants NFL players to be indentured servants forever.
Oh, for a year? To get $19 million for 1 year. Yeah, that's an indentured servant. Dumbass. And people keep saying, Fred, it's down to 5. Tulsi Gabbard is still technically in the race.
Stop.
No, she's not. She's done.
Although, I mean, would she have been the hottest president? I think we have to say
yes. I don't know. W is pretty hot.
I think it has to be her.
Yeah, well, definitely. But so, she's got no shot.
No, of course.
And people just, oh, she hasn't dropped out yet. Just drop out. You don't have no shot. It's down to 4, and I don't like any of them.
Yeah, listen, when you, it's rare to have, like, I don't want to say not a real job, because I guess she has a real job, but she's like, you're a U.S. rep from Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't have enough of a base that it's going to really make a difference.
And being hot is not enough when it comes to this, apparently. Of course, how many hot ones have actually ran?
There was some satire in the New Yorker yesterday that Tulsi's 9 supporters urged her to drop out of the race.
That's mean. She has at least 15.
Maybe I should get, like, a Tulsi 2020 t-shirt. Would that be ironic and at least kind of funny?
It'd be funny. But
I don't know her politics enough, though.
Well, yeah, I've seen her speak a few times, and she's not for me. Mainly because she's kind of like that Klobuchar woman. There's just not much there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it all sounds good until she starts talking.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, thanks.
I think she was also like either a major or a lieutenant colonel or something. It had to be a major or a captain, because she's not old enough to be a lieutenant colonel, I don't think, in the Army. And it's always been frowned upon and I guess technically illegal for officers to hook up with enlisted.
Yeah.
But when I was in the Army, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was a physical therapist.
I see.
Yeah. Pretty hot. I mean, way hotter than any of the enlisted. I would never hook up with an enlisted chick in the Army. That would have been gross. What are you talking about?
Somehow you set my Siri off. Yeah.
I was talking about Tulsi, not Siri. Anyway,
you woke up Siri. Congratulations.
It wasn't Tulsi that yeah. I hooked up with, but right. It was pretty solid. An Army 9.
Okay.
Probably like a real world 7. 6.5
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a major.
Major?
In the Army.
That's pretty good for, I mean, she's young. She went up the chain fast considering, like, you know, I'm guessing she doesn't have a Ranger tab. Usually that's how you get your rank real fast. Military police, huh?
Hmm.
Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, you look at her resume and you're like, yeah, you know what? Not bad. But then, like I said, I listen to her talk and I'm kind of like, she just doesn't seem like there's a lot there. Not that there is with any of these guys.
How dare you?
It's a foregone conclusion how it's going to play out.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you mean with Trump winning?
Yeah.
But what about winning the nomination? Being it's a two-horse race?
Well, I think it's a one-horse race, and I think it's going to be the senile guy.
You think it's Bernie?
No, I think it's going to be Biden.
Oh, Biden? Okay. Well, I like how you say the senile guy like it couldn't
the
be
the senile guy
one.
Or the crazy guy.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You going to get out and vote today or no?
No.
I guess by the time you get home, there's no chance. Polls are closed.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that kind of bothers me a little bit. Is you got to be the kind of person who can take 2 hours during the day to go vote. And not everybody can do that. And so it was mostly old people and me. And then people who took their lunch break.
Right.
And you know, it just seems like we should make it easier on people.
You would think.
But then if we do that, then the Russians can hack it more. But I was impressed by how many people were actually out doing it. So good for you guys. And you know, for those of you who don't, I don't blame you. It's not like...
Yeah, I mean, it's just if I had a vested interest in one of these candidates, I would have been out to vote.
Yeah.
And I'll vote in November one way or the other. But I don't have a horse in this race.
I don't know. Under your communist regime, you shouldn't be able to vote in November because you didn't pick a party.
No, I'm saying you shouldn't be able to vote in primaries.
Yeah, this is why it's a democracy, AJ. We have the freedom to go and vote where we want. And some of us don't identify with either party, so we like to pick the one that we want to vote for.
What about this? Like, if you vote, like, if you say, okay, what about years where there's not an incumbent? Like, in 2024... You have to register for one or the other for primaries.
But that still doesn't affect what you vote for in the election.
Right. But I'm saying that way you can only vote on one side or the other, right? Can you vote?
Well, no. I mean, if you listen to me, this is like a prep race for the Kentucky Derby. I may bet on a horse to win the Florida Derby, but when he gets to Kentucky and he's racing against somebody else, I can bet it on another horse.
What I'm asking you is 4 years ago, could I have showed up on primary? And I don't think I voted on the primary day then either, because I didn't care about any of those people. But could I have said, okay, I'm a pro Hillary, anti Trump person? Could I have voted? Well, oh God,
you just said that. I like save that, please.
Could I have said I want to vote for Ted Cruz and for Hillary Clinton?
Why not?
I don't know.
No, I mean, why not? But I mean, what you're trying to say is no, you can't. But I mean, that's the definition of anti-democracy.
Well, I mean,
somebody telling you what you can do based on
you're
your
trying
last
to
vote.
Weaken the opponent. Like you're not voting in with good faith. You know, you're not voting for someone. You're voting for to put in a weak person.
Well, I mean, that's the way the system works.
I know. I'm just saying. Doesn't it seem flawed to you?
No, because I don't know that many people actually do that, and I don't know how much of an impact it has.
I don't either.
And also,
what do I know?
Here's the other thing. It's not like any of these guys are going to make a difference. I mean, really, whether it's Bernie or Biden, you think either one of those guys is going to win?
I don't know.
And I, you know, I don't know either.
I mean, it depends.
And if I were a big Trump supporter,
there's still a lot of time between now and election day. There's a lot of crazy stuff that could happen.
Mm. I don't know. I would think. I don't think there's anyone that the Republican Party is worried about.
Yeah.
So that being the case, now maybe locally. But then in the local elections, don't you want to get your guys through?
Yeah.
That's more important to me. And most people who are reasonable human beings realize that. So you don't want to go to a Democratic primary just to get a presidential candidate who sucks. And then, oh, by the way, the best guys didn't get through your primary because you didn't vote.
Yeah.
So
no, you're right.
So anyway, 713-780-3776. But whether you got out and voted or not, you know, that's I'm glad people did. I'm glad to see as many people out there. I don't care who you voted for, but I'm glad you made the effort. And for people who didn't, that's cool, too. It's a primary. But see how it plays out. Okay, 423. So, okay, two plays for the people tonight. Get these knocked out early. Boston, Tampa over 5.5. Buffalo, Winnipeg over 6. One game you might want to look at later in the night if you hit those. Devils, Golden Knights under 5.5. But that's not an official play yet for me. If you can get 6, I'll jump on it. But otherwise, but the other two I like a lot. I like Tampa, Boston over 5.5. Buffalo, Winnipeg over 6. So knock them dead, folks. Except for those of you who are text line trolls. You're not allowed to bet those. You're blocked from those. Man, I was looking at the XFL odds for this week. They're out. The Roughnecks are 13-point favorites over the Drags of Seattle.
14?
13.
Oh, okay.
Which
they're at home, right?
Yeah, they're at home. And I thought Seattle might actually get a little bit of steam because B.J. Daniels looked so good in the second half last week when they finally changed quarterbacks. But it doesn't sound like they're necessarily going to start him this week. So I think it comes down to that. If they start B.J. Daniels, they might be able to cover. If they don't, I'm all about the Knicks.
Okay. I don't know if I have, what's, well, give me the other lines.
Let me see what I'm Guardians feeling. +8 at Dallas.
Oh, I might go back to the Guardians.
Well, and they changed quarterbacks, and actually he played pretty well last week against the Wildcats of L.A.
Yeah, got me to the window. Not really, but I'm 4-0 now picking these games. I want to stay hot.
All right.
This is a matter of pride now.
Here's where I've already...
I haven't bet a single one, but it's pride.
Well, I'm going to punch a ticket on this. Battlehawk. Oh,
you said that last week.
Well, no, I changed my mind for good reasons last week. Listen, just because, see, this is what and this is why I want to get out.
For the purpose of our contest, you're not supposed to change your mind.
Well, I know, but for my actual bet, I changed my mind. Which, yeah, this is one of the reasons why I really want to get out of the picking business.
Because you can't change your mind?
No. I got to pick something on Tuesday, and I got to stick with it. And then Saturday, I get different information. Anyway, all right, well, here's my pick. Battlehawks -3.5 against DC. At DC.
Battlehawks -3.5?
Yes.
I like Lock of the Week there.
Lock of the Week. I believe you can move on this game as if it's going to be played on Sunday.
Okay.
And Viper +1 against Wildcat.
Viper +1. Ooh, I might go Vipers there.
They seemed to figure something out last week running the ball.
The Wildcats suck. They're so bad.
Yeah, well, they're at home, though.
That's L.A., right?
So...
Oh, please. The L.A. NFL teams don't even have a home field advantage.
But it's just traveling from one side of the country to the other.
That's true.
Because, you know, they ain't flying these guys first class.
What?
They're probably getting reclined on in the back.
Laptops broken. Like their little iPad with all the plays on it gets broken.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody, did you see that? Somebody leaned back on somebody and broke his laptop?
Yes, that was in my story yesterday.
Okay, yeah, that's where I remember it from.
Right. Yeah, and then because they can't just replace, and in the NFL they have Microsoft Surface. But they can't replace it, so they just duct tape it up and give it back to them.
I guess. Probably what they... I'm guessing they probably are doing it old school. It's like drawn on paper.
Yeah, that might be true.
Maybe they print it out off a computer, but I bet you they have an actual playbook with all the stuff on it. And then they probably leave it on the plane. The other team gets it and knows exactly what they're doing.
Probably so.
So, yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS. If you own your home and you think, man, I feel like I might be overpaying on my homeowner's insurance, you might be right. And our friends at TGS have a really simple way to check it out for you. It takes just a few seconds, and all you need is your address. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company, these savings are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect, and they're offering real savings. The average customer from last year saved over $870 on their home insurance. Now, that's the average. You might save less. Hell, you might not even save any, but it takes you 15 seconds. What's the harm in trying? You might save a whole lot more than $870. You don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of all the back end. It's so simple, guys. Give it a try. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Education by your mics. So long after they close my box and all of the critics forget me, you gon' miss me. Now why would I stop at that? From the bottom to the top and back.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And a reminder, it's Local Music Tuesday. Is this a new one?
No, this one's been there since the beginning.
Okay, because I don't remember hearing it before, but it's pretty good. Who is that? Tell the people.
The Very Very Boom.
Okay.
Beaumont Band.
Cool. That's good. Yeah.
I actually know the lead singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her name's Yancey.
You're important.
Yeah, listen. I'm very famous. Used to play jujitsu with her husband. Yeah.
Okay.
Good folks. Shout out Yancey
And the band.
And the Very Very Boom.
Very cool.
And Patrick, while he's out there, if he's out there listening in the Mont.
Well, hopefully.
Everyone should be listening, let's face it.
Well, they should, but for those of you mentioning the signal, it's coming back up. It was out before we came on, and there's some places where it's still, they're working on it, but if you can't hear it, switch over to the app, man. That's where you're going to get your free hockey plays that I've already given you. And then 832 asks, do you ever see value in buying points on over-under bets? Just theoretically, I never buy points. Sometimes in the NFL, I'll consider it. But I feel like if I don't feel strongly enough about the bet as it is, then I shouldn't play it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
That's kind of my theory on it, especially on over-unders. I mean, if you...
Yeah, don't buy points on totals.
Yeah, that's just... In general, I mean, there's some people who love to buy points. I don't like giving up the extra juice.
Yeah, I think the only times I'll even consider buying points is on 3 and 7. Like if I can get 2-3 or 2-7.
Yeah, like from 3.5 or 2.5. Which, and usually it's only going to be NFL because those lines are always so damn close.
And I won't buy if I'm at +3. I'll never buy a half point to get to 3.5. I'd rather just push.
Well, and that's the thing. If I think that little of my bet, I'm just going to...
It's probably a pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, don't ever buy points in basketball.
I think the only time I wouldn't even do it college football because most of the time, you know, those lines, if they're, especially on a big line, it's just kind of pointless. And if the line's really close and you think the game's really close and you don't have a strong enough opinion... Then I'd stay away from it. It's like RJ always says, one of the best weapons you have as a gambler is the ability to stay away from a game. And that's where I am on it. But you know, I know there's a lot of people who swear by it. I just and I think a lot of those are volume guys who are playing an awful lot of games. And for them, it works, I'm sure. But yep. I'm not a big volume guy. And
I am. But I'm also having, you know.
I would say you're a big volume guy.
In basketball, I am.
Yeah, even so, I think you're, to me, a big volume guy is playing 10 or 12 games a night.
Yeah.
You're not playing that much.
Well, I'm having my first losing year since, like, 2015. And that's one of the changes I think I'm looking at next year is just kind of cutting back what I'm playing.
Well, and that's an easy mistake to fall into, especially when you're doing public handicapping.
But it's worked for so long.
Yeah, I know. It's also one of those things where I don't know about you, but I feel pressured sometimes to come up with picks because the people want them.
Oh, no, I don't.
And that's, well, especially, and that's where I tend to get in trouble. It's like, oh, we want 7 games this week. Well, I only like 3. But, yeah, and that's why the hockey, I rarely have more than 1 a night. So tonight I've got 2. We pushed on Saturday at 6. But still over 75%. And we're nearing the end. So, and I'll have some playoff plays. Just a little warning now, if you're one of those people who don't play unders, you probably don't want to listen to me during the playoffs because we'll be making some switches there. Adam says, Donald Trump was the oldest president ever inaugurated at 70. Whoever wins the election in November will beat that record. We talked about that a lot yesterday, how old some of these people would be if they get elected and go 8 years.
Ugh, if they make it 8 years.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We talk about how much a toll this takes on people. And how much different they look. Does Donald Trump look any different than when he got elected? I think he has just enough I don't give a bleep in him. That maybe it's not going to destroy him the way it does everybody else. Because Bill Clinton went from being a young man to looking like the Crypt Keeper in 8 years.
True.
So, yeah, we talked about this a lot yesterday. It'd be nice to have somebody young, but I guess that doesn't play in this country. We got to have olds, and people are living longer. Who knows?
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, we got some sports stuff for you.
Sports?
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to talk about voting all day.
The thing is, the way I did today, I'm not going to make anybody happy. Neither side. So, I don't know if there's a good way to do that. Because I don't like any of the candidates, but I voted for the one I hated the less.
Okay.
And I'm going to make my Republican friends mad because I voted in the Democratic primary. Even though that has nothing to do with how I'll vote in November.
Well, aren't Joe Walsh and Bill Weld on the Republican ticket? Like, can't you technically vote for them for president?
Why would you?
I mean,
they got no shot.
Why would you vote for, Mike Bloomberg?
Well, I didn't, but
I'm not saying you, but yeah, I'm just but saying I, technically you could.
Well, my hope is that enough people decide to vote against. Well, I mean, again, it's not great candidates, but maybe this thing drags on a little bit, and it's not just a foregone conclusion that it's Bernie or Biden. But I don't know. That's why today is kind of important across the country because somebody will separate themselves.
I want to say this, and I know I'll be harshly judged either way. I know there's people waiting to call me liberal slime or whatever.
Well, I think slime's unfair.
And I make this clear. I don't like any of these candidates. But if I had to vote for one of the four, not counting the hot chick, I think I like Elizabeth Warren the best. Again, that's not saying much because I don't like her, but I think I like her better than the other.
I like her better than the rest of them. And I've said all along, Andrew Yang was my guy. He's gone. Mayor Pete, I liked a little bit. He's
right.
Gone.
But I also, I fully understand Elizabeth Warren has no chance. I mean, it's one of those two old guys.
I kind of feel like she's the only one with a chance to beat those two guys. So, but I don't feel like it's much of a chance. I
think
if we're doing what are the odds Tuesday, it's less than 5%, but at least I feel like maybe, but I don't know. I mean, I just want this all to be over. I really do. And it is a lot of work to study all those other races and
like the Hispanics and the Asians.
No.
Oh, political race.
Yes. Well, I mean, there are those kind of races in there too.
Right.
But I do have some sports, including your beloved Texans. Did you see that Laramie Tunsil is hiring a new agent?
I did not see it.
I don't know what that means necessarily.
He's trying to get more dough.
Probably.
which he was already trying to do, right?
Oops. Well, he's going to get paid. He's going to get $19 or $20 million a year. He's going to get a buttload of money because there's no way the Texans can't sign him.
Right.
And if they don't, then, well, nothing's going to get Bill O'Brien fired. And they could franchise him next year and have him for 2 years. But, I mean, he wants to get paid. They're willing to renegotiate. So I guess he's getting somebody who's going to make sure that they get him the money. And earlier, O'Brien, you know, basically said Watson, Tunsil, Cunningham. I would say the sooner we can get some of those deals done, the better. Interestingly enough, no mention of DJ Reader.
That's wild. Or Roby.
Yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Roby's gone. Oh, there's a story.
I'm happy about that. I heard a lot of people saying they've got to find a way to keep him. I don't think so. I don't think he's worth throwing the money at. I think you could find a replacement level guy.
Well, and apparently one of the guys they're going to be in on is Chris Harris, who I like better than Roby.
I do too.
He's older.
That's okay.
But yeah. But if you're going to pay somebody number one corner money, I'd rather it be Harris than Roby.
Agreed.
And if you got Harris and Conley, and hopefully Johnson improves in year two, that's at least your top three aren't garbage. That's a step up from last year where they started the season. But, you know, we'll see. I think it's interesting. They have to get Tunsil done. I don't know that you have to get Watson done yet, too. But, you know, maybe you just want to reward the guy.
Yeah.
But it does sound like they want Cunningham and not necessarily DJ Reader, Carlos Hyde, Darren Fells. You know who else is a free agent? Kaimi Fairbairn.
Oh, wow.
So here's your free agents.
What do you say, girl, bye?
I ain't paying him $3 million a year.
Hell no. Hey, I mean, listen, he came on at the end of the year, started making some kicks. Never forget all the kicks he missed early in the year. That guy sucked. Don't let him trick you by late season performance and make you go, oh, yeah, he's solid. Just because he was solid for the last few weeks. Don't remember that first half of the season. Don't forget that first half
of
the season.
Well, he got it. Where he was struggling is when they changed punters, and that was the holder. And he went through a bad stretch there. But once he figured it out, he was pretty good. Having said that, it's a kicker. I'm not paying him any more than kicker money. Whatever you pay a kicker. I'm not gonna give him all the money that the Bears gave Cody Parkin.
No.
Under any stretch of the imagination. Your other guys.
I would never, unless I had Justin Tucker, who's the greatest kicker of all time, I would never pay a kicker above league average for kickers.
Yeah, I agree. And if he gets league average, great. But don't be paying him $3 million.
You see what happens all throughout the season. Like, they'll fire a kicker, and then they'll pick up some guy who's waiting around for a job for the minimum. Like, there's always those guys waiting around for the job. Just skip the part where you have to cut the guy when he sucks midseason and pay somebody minimum. Unless you have Justin Tucker.
All right, we'll go through the rest of the free agents when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Matthew says, thanks for helping me decide which primary to vote in. Good discussion. I don't pretend to... Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to do what I do. I just... like to share the thought process.
Do as I say, not as I do.
No, I just like sharing the thought process. That's all. So here's your other guys. DJ Reader, we can pretty much draw a line through him. I think he's gone.
I think so too. I think, like I said yesterday, when they signed Brandon Dunn, the writing was kind of on the wall.
Carlos Hyde,
I think gone.
30 years old. Yeah.
I think gone.
Darren Fells,
I think gone.
Long snapper John Weeks.
They love that dude.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do? You can't pay a long snapper like he's,
I know,
more than a long snapper.
I mean, that's, well, you know my theory on that. I don't know why you can't have a tight end.
Why your backup center can't do it,
right?
You know,
something like that. But Kaimi Fairbairn, we mentioned Tywan Jones. I'd bring him back at minimum. He's a pretty good special teams player.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one.
And he looked good when they gave him a chance.
If they can bring him back at minimum, sure.
I'm sure they can. It's not like I guarantee
people aren't beating down his door.
No, nobody's calling his agent and saying, "Hey, man, we're gonna give you $2 million a year."
I'm with you on that one.
The legendary Barkevious Mingo.
Well, you've got to keep him because you've got to get your money's worth on the Clowney trade.
Well, again, veteran minimum. He was a pretty good special teams player for him. Depends on how much emphasis you're going to put on special teams. Here's an interesting one because he was playing pretty well when he got hurt. Phillip Gaines. He didn't last long.
Pass.
I'll bring him back at the minimum.
I think he sucks.
Yeah, see, I thought he played pretty damn well until for what they got him for. He kind of stepped in and played better than the guys they had, and then he got broken.
I will say that I feel like, you know, when I've watched him, he sucked. But I've heard you're not the first person I've heard say, "Oh, yeah, I was happy with how he played." I was not.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm in the minority of people who thinks that Phillip Gaines sucks, but I am all aboard the Phillip Gaines sucks train.
Maybe it was because I got sick of watching the clowns they had before him.
That's possible.
But he played pretty well for the short time he was in there. He just wasn't in there long enough to get a body of work where teams could figure him out. But for veteran minimum, I bring him back, sure. And if he's healthy. Now, that was a pretty serious injury, so he may be broken. Dylan Cole's a restricted free agent.
I mean, I don't know what you offer a guy like that. Not a lot.
And he's a special teams demon when healthy.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty good interior linebacker. And frankly, I think he covers better than Bernardrick McKinney. So I'd like to keep him for that, but I'm not overpaying for the guy. If somebody comes in with a big offer for him,
bye.
Thanks, Dylan. We'll miss you. 281 says, don't you have to look at Tunsil and the two first rounders as a sunk cost? I get the optics of not re-signing are bad, but it doesn't mean you need to compound one bad move with another by paying him way over market.
Tunsil?
Yeah, and he says, regardless of his contract status, you aren't getting the picks back. Not advocating losing him, just a different perspective on it.
No.
Here's the thing, you're saying you're compounding one bad move with another. It wasn't a bad move to trade for the guy, especially if you've got him long term. And way over market, it's not going to be that much over market. He's going to be the highest paid.
He's probably in the 8 to 10 range on tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, he's.
Where are you going to find that?
And with the Texans, I mean, since Dwayne Brown left, it's been a gigantic hole there until he showed up. So, shoring up that position. And I don't know if, I don't know if there's even an up arrow next to Laremy Tunsil. I think he kind of is what he is, which he's an above average offensive tackle. I mean, is an above average starting offensive tackle. I don't know that he's going to like continue to develop and turn into like a great offensive tackle like people thought he would. But
he's still got time, though. He's still awful young for that. And
even if he's good, you got to pay the dude.
He's above average for sure. And I think if you can get him to stop false starting every 5 minutes.
The penalties kill what he... I mean, if he could cut out the penalties... I think he bumps up into like that top 6, top 5 area, but those penalties are killer. He's bad with it.
But I think that's something.
But they're targeting him.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's the refs. It's not him. No, but I think he can get better. I think as he gets another year getting used to Watson's cadence and those kind of things, that you can get rid of some of those. I still think there's an up arrow. I don't know that it's a huge up arrow. I don't know that it's an all-pro type up arrow, but he's certainly a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. And the difference between that and what you were trotting out there is huge.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you pay him $15, $16 million or $20 million. I mean, whatever the price is going to be to have that kind of player, you got to pay it. And if you don't and you let the guy walk after 2 years, that is compounding what you called a mistake with another mistake. And that's a big mistake.
I agree. That's a tough pill to swallow. So like I said, I'm not going to put him into that elite conversation.
The way that position is now, there's not a Jonathan Ogden running around out there.
No. So, especially as like guys like Jason Peters get older and
Tyron Smith is not the player he was a couple years ago. I mean,
Tyron Smith's still probably the best of the bunch.
I think so, but the injuries.
Ronnie Stanley's pretty good.
But those guys aren't light years better than Laremy Tunsil. They're better. No. And that's the thing.
When Lane Johnson, when he's healthy, is still really good.
Yeah, and he's the one who's going, or he's the highest paid now.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think, I'm not saying that he's the best or any of that. I just think the difference between the very best in the league now and what he is not a big gap. And the gap between what he is and the kind of the middle level guys are, I wouldn't say middle level, second tier guys,
yeah,
to third tier is pretty big. So if at that position, now maybe that changes over the next couple of years, but you don't have that dominant monster at left tackle like we've seen in the past. It's just there's a lot of good players.
Well, and I mean, probably the best one is a big fat cheater, Taylor Lewan. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But again, he's not.
You know, no, I mean, is there a surefire Hall of Famer?
There's no,
probably right. Not. But other than the guys who are like the Joe Thomases and Jason. Yeah. Well, I guess Joe Thomas is done, but yeah, Jason Peters and Andrew Whitworth, those guys who are like on the way out.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you still had even Joe Thomas at the end, there was slowing down, which is why I retired. But
yeah,
those three guys at their best, there's nobody like that now. Even Whitworth at his best. I mean, he can still play a little. Peters can still play a little. But those guys at their very best were, I think, better than anything that's in the league right now.
I think Dwayne Brown at his best is better than anything in the league right now.
Yeah, and he's not the player he was when he was getting one penalty
still,
in the year.
He's still pretty solid.
Yeah, all those guys are still good. When Whitworth's out there, he's still very good.
Yeah.
But they're not dominant by any stretch. And that's the point. I think this is a league where left tackle right now is not. You know, it's not, I don't want to say it's a hold down arrow. It's just kind of a pretty good arrow. It's an era of pretty good. And there's a lot of pretty good guys.
Yeah.
And I think Tunsil's a step below the best of the pretty goods. And if you got one of those, you keep it. And especially if Titus Howard turns out to be the player it looked like he was going to become, then, man, you're at least set for tackle now. And you know how hard it is to get two of those guys. So, no, I certainly don't think it's exacerbating a mistake by overpaying when somebody's going to pay the guy $20 million a year.
Right.
Might as well be you because you already have invested in
it. Yeah, I think now if you don't sign him now, I think it's a really bad look.
Yeah.
I think then you've made a big mistake because of what you've given up.
Which is why you should have had the extension done before you made the deal.
Agreed.
But, you know, that's the real mistake. And if you wind up not keeping him, then, I mean, to me, that is a franchise-changing error. And somebody says, you also don't have to worry about Tunsil getting coronavirus. He already owns a gas mask.
That's true. Good for him.
Still one of my favorite pre-draft pictures. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.